Good afternoon, everybody who will be listening to my podcast. I am Mr. Temple, the analyzer. I'm the regular host for this show. And I will be talking about football. Yeah, the global sport that everybody likes to indulge in. And my focus will be especially on the ongoing World Cup, FIFA World Cup, that is going on in Russia right now. And I will be focusing more or less on the Super Eagles of Nigeria and how their performances will be coming on. I am starting this podcast a little bit late because I was supposed to start it on a day that the Super Eagles had their first match for the tournament, but it didn't come on up until today, and I think 2 days late or something, but nonetheless better late than the late. And that performance, that very dreadful performance by the Super Eagles against Croatia, it's not something to talk about. But I will be taking the issues that I observed one after the other, trying to distill what I feel went wrong with their performance, that at the end of the day they ended up going down by 2-0. Yeah, first of all, if you ask me on a personal note, I put the entire blame totally on the coach. The gaffer on the day made some very dreadful calls. His formation was way out of it. He was very naive in his approach. He was very mediocre. He didn't act like someone who had any kind of experience. As a matter of fact, some of his calls on the day were such that even a little child who has just come into football would observe that his calls were wrong. His substitutions were wrong. He did them at the wrong time. His formation was absolutely wrong for the day, and he played a lot of players out of position. Now, number one, I would assume that the reason why you would go for friendly matches is to observe and to learn how not to do a thing. But it shocked me to observe that everything that went wrong during the Super Eagles training matches, the friendlies, were not addressed in the competition proper, at least the first match. Now, playing players out of position was something that was so glaring during our training matches, and he still continued. And by the way, note that during our training matches, the most recent ones, he lost all of them. And the reason could be put down to the fact that most players were played out of position. Mikel, the captain of the team, for all intent and purposes, is a defensive midfielder, can never be found to be an attacking midfielder. But hey, on the match day, he chose Mikel as the attacking force in the midfield, playing the natural fit for the team out of position, who is referring to Alex Iwobi. On all the matches where Alex Iwobi has had to play through the middle, he did very well. I mean, everybody could see that he could do the job. But on the match day proper, Alex Iwobi was played out of the wings. You know, and then at the end of the day, our midfield was very flat, and they got outplayed, outwitted, outfoxed on all accounts, save for the tackling abilities of Wilfred Ndidi. I don't know what would have happened in that midfield, because of course, Mikel on the day was lethargic. He couldn't move his body. He had issues with stringing passes together, and then his effectiveness was very, very, very limited. So I would have thought that the team should be bigger than any player. So if someone is coming short on his duties towards the team, he should be removed and somebody more effective introduced. So I was looking for a situation where where either of Etebo or Mikel would be benched. But on current form, I would have expected Mikel to be benched, at least coming in second half if he must play the match at all. And then playing Etebo and Didi at the base of the midfield, and then putting Alex Iwobi as the attacking drive through the middle. And then the formation we played, I observed that during all of the practice periods that we had, he was going from, I mean, the gaffer now was going from 4-3-3 to 3-5-2. And then on the match day proper, he went back to 4-2-3-1, which I understand is his preferred formation. Good and fine. If that be the case, I would have assumed that the three midfielders playing close to the attacker, the main attacker, would be support acts to their intention to score goals. I mean, I would have assumed that the three midfielders would be attacking midfielders. But what I found out was that Iwobi and Moses, who were supporting Mikel at the center, being the attacking force, attacking midfield, if I may use that, were always hugging the touch lines. And that created a little bit of space around the 18-yard box of the opponent. So when the ball gets to the lone striker, he gets outmuscled, he gets crowded out, and of course Mikel, who should shuttle in and serve as a second striker, doesn't have that ability. Of course, he was slow on the day, so before he could even join in the attack, the whatever attacking intentions they had would have been fizzled out. So I would have felt that the coach should have spoken to the boys to play close to the attackers instead of hugging the byline. That would have dragged the Croatians into the midfield and then create a little bit of space for the defensive fullbacks to be able to, you know, utilize the spaces created in coming in to join the attack. But this didn't happen. I mean, they continued in their follies, and because of the attacking midfielders hugging the bylines, they got the defensive fullbacks choked out and they couldn't make any runs joining the attack. So the whole play was static. Now, I would have assumed that playing first half and seeing that there was no attacking intent at all because of the kind of formation we were playing, during the second half, I was expecting the coach to change formation, but that didn't happen. Yet again, we continued likewise, and then of course we conceded the second goal. So, I mean, a whole lot of things went wrong, but I'm believing that by now he should have woken up from his daydreaming. I mean, I think he is actually surprised that he found himself in a World Cup. But then, time for the hallucinations have come and gone. This is time for business. I expect him to wake up to his duties, and I expect him to become more tactical in his approach. Like one newspaper reported, he got outcoached in the first match. So I would assume that, and this is me hoping now, that come second match or third match, he would have learned his lessons and used the boys appropriately. I would expect him to introduce the likes of Simi Wanko. I would expect him to introduce the likes of Musa. Ahmed Musa. I would expect him to introduce the likes of Kelechi Iheanacho to join in the attacking onslaught. Otherwise, and this is a must-win match, so if they don't get it right with Iceland, they're out of the competition. So, I'd like to hear your view on what I have so far put down. Let me hear from you, my dear listeners. Thank you.